want to share with you about this revival. About this revival. God wants to teach you about this revival because you are here today. I know many of you here have come to receive from God. You come to receive a miracle from God. God is saying, I've led you here to receive a miracle from me. And I've led you here for a second reason too. I've led you here to be among the very first disciples of my revival. The very first. Yes. God says, I need an army. God says, I need an army. We need more people to serve here. Amen? So God can do more. God needs an army. He's building his army now. He's calling you to be a revival carrier. And this revival will be the greatest revival that has ever been. That has ever been. Ever been. Do you want to know why? This revival is different. This revival is different. There is a key in the spiritual realm that has been unlocked of why we're seeing this now. There is a key. There is a secret. And that secret is that God's revival will be done his way. His way. Completely his way. Completely his way. Not our way. Not our way. This revival is not about repeating past revivals. This revival is not about us dreaming, yes, this revival needs to look exactly like this, exactly like this. We need to use this person. We need to use this person that I see right now. This person needs to be a leader of a revival, and this is what's going to happen. It needs to be here in this city. No. It needs to be God's way completely. God's way completely. This is why it's going to be the greatest revival that we have ever seen. So, what is God's revival look like? What is God's way? What is God's way? God wants me to release this to you today. What is God's way? What is his heart for this revival? God is restoring the Acts Church to the body of Christ. This is why this revival is looking so different, because past revivals like fizzled out, or past revivals had one anointed person, and then when they passed away, it just fizzled out, right? Amen? And then you think about it, oh, remember those days, and you keep posting pictures of that one person being like, oh, I wish it would. It just fizzles out, right? This revival is not fizzling out. Because the power of God is being restored to the church. The power of God is being restored to the church. Not one anointed person carrying the power of God, but the power of God is being restored to the church. Hallelujah! God is beautifying his bride. He's beautifying his bride. So many people are saying Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. But the Bible says that he will not return until his bride is spotless, blameless, beautiful, pure. Do we look like the Acts Church right now? Does the body of Christ look like the Acts Church right now? No. So, body of Christ, we've got a lot of beautifying to do. We've got a lot of work to do. Jesus said, he said to the disciples, when are you coming back, Jesus? He says, don't be so concerned with that, but you got work to do. I've given you my power. I've given you my keys. I've given you authority. You got work to do. You go release my kingdom. So how do we see the Acts Church be restored? Why haven't we seen it till now? What's the secret? What's the key? The way God works is that there are principles in the spiritual realm. And when we don't get in line with his principles, he can't move. Like, he stays so true to his word. For example, here's a principle we know in the Bible. God is God is not to be mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Okay, this is a principle. Whatever you sow, you will reap. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much you love God, whatever you sow, you will reap. Amen? Same with your words. The power of life or death is in your tongue. And you will eat the fruit of your words. This is in the Bible. So it doesn't matter how much you pray. Like, God stays true to his principles. He's so true to his word. So what happens is there's lots of spiritual blindness that goes on. You got to understand that the devil tries so hard in individuals' lives, in all believers' lives. But do you know what he tries even harder in? Is to stop the power of God from moving in the church. That's what he's really concerned about. Because that's when his kingdom is pushed down. That's when he's defeated. That's when demons are cast out. That's what he really does not want. So, body of Christ, we have to be wise to understand that the devil's been at work trying to keep the power of God from being in the church. And I'm going to tell you what his scheme is. His scheme is to blind believers to not understand God's way and order and structure and blueprint of how he wants church to be, of how he wants the body of Christ to be, the structure of the house. Because that's how he moves, is through his body. The Bible talks about we're all different parts of the body. It's God moving through us. So if we cut off some body parts or do something wrong with the body parts, he can't move how he wants to. Ephesians 4:11, it says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then, when we have this equipping that comes from all five gifts that God gave to the church, then," verse 14, it says, "then we will no longer be immature like children, like spiritual babies that get beaten up by the devil because their spiritual eyes aren't open. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching, like spirit of religion. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." So this is one of the secrets of this revival. This is one of the keys of why this will be the greatest revival we've ever seen and why the power of God is being restored to the church. Because God is now restoring his original plan, his original structure, his original blueprint of how he wants his church to be. And that's the fivefold ministry of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. This is a big deal because these gifts, it says God gave us these gifts so that you may be fully equipped and mature, so that you may carry the power of God, so that you could discern the devil's lies because your spiritual eyes have been opened, because you've been equipped and you received impartation from some of these offices like the apostles and the prophets that deal with the maturing. Because you've been equipped like this, now you can walk with the power of God. Now you can be victorious over the enemy always. We see so many baby Christians right now being beaten down by the devil. The devil just having like victory over their lives. We see so many Christians whose eyes aren't open in the spiritual realm. They haven't received this equipping. So they are not receiving the full inheritance that Jesus provided for them on the cross. The full inheritance. He didn't only provide a ticket to heaven, but by his stripes you are healed. He's provided full healing, full deliverance, abundant life in every area so you would not be lacking for provision, so that you would really have peace and joy. But the way that we access these things, these spiritual things, is we need to be equipped. We need to be equipped, body of Christ. We need to be equipped so we can become mature. So this is a really big deal when we chop off two really important parts of the body of Christ. Amen? I mean, that's a really big deal. No wonder we don't see the power of God by and large in the church today. Especially because in Ephesians 2:20, it says that the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church, with Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:20. It says, you are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. So we are his house. You have to understand the devil's schemes. He's come with the spirit of religion to see how he can knock out the power of God from the church. So he comes with these lies saying, like, apostles and prophets aren't around anymore today because that foundation is talking about, like, the original foundation. But that's a lie from the enemy that I exposed today, because we are a living body of Christ today. Imagine if we only had dead pastors today. Yeah, imagine that. If we have living pastors today, we also need living apostles and prophets today. Because the Bible says that what I just read to you in Ephesians 4, it says that these gifts that God has given us to equip us, it says then, the next thing it says is, this will continue until Jesus returns. This will continue. This equipping that comes from these gifts that Jesus gave when he ascended. He gave these gifts when he ascended. He gave these gifts to the Acts church. He didn't give these gifts for just 1 year and then bye-bye, apostles and prophets. We don't need you anymore. No, this will continue. So we are a house. We are a living house. The body of Christ is this living house right now. The walls, the roof, the floors, all the different, the doors, all the different parts. We need a living foundation. Otherwise, it's like we have a dead foundation, which is non-existent foundation. How will the house stand? We need to look at the book of Acts now and see, really read it, really look at it with the lens of, this is how God wants church to be. It's how he, that's our blueprint. This is not history. This is our blueprint, the book of Acts, of how church is supposed to look like. And when we look at the book of Acts, we see all five offices of the fivefold ministry mentioned, most of them several times. The pastor's only mentioned once as a shepherd. But we see apostles mentioned so many times, prophets mentioned several times, New Testament prophets. We see evangelists. We see teachers. We see them all operating. So we know this is God's way. In the book of Acts, we see miracles upon miracles happening. Amen? We see that people actually heard about Jesus because of the miracles that were taking place. The miracles were so central because the miracles are the person of Jesus. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Jesus is not a matter of talk, but of power. So, Jesus is not even in the preaching without power. Paul says, I don't preach with wise and persuasive words, but I demonstrate the power of God so that your faith will not rest on man's words, clever words, but on the power of God. So, Apostle Paul carried Jesus' heart, really understood who the person of Jesus was, knew that he was of power, knew that he was the miracle-working God. There was no religion in Apostle Paul or in any of the apostles, religion-free, but they knew the true heart of Jesus. They carried anointing. These apostles carried anointing, carried power of God. And so when they were preaching, anointing was being released and was feeding people's spirits. That's the meaning. Without that, it's just wise and persuasive words. This is why you should believe in Jesus. And let me give you a charismatic, entertaining sermon. Right? That's what Paul's comparing it to. He says, no. Jesus says, I don't even want you guys to go minister until you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't even want his apostles to minister without the power of God. He doesn't even want them to share testimonies, anything, until they have anointing in them. So the anointing can be released and touch the spirit man. That's what's happening to you right now. Your spirit's being touched. Your spirit's being fed. Your spirit's coming alive. There's something different here. You might notice something different here than other churches you've been to. You might feel your heart growing for Jesus. You might feel more on fire for Jesus, more alive, more peace, more joy. You feel your spirit man being fed. This is Jesus. This is Jesus, the God of power. The God of power. We don't waste time preaching to you without the power of God. And then it doesn't end with the preaching, but there needs to be the demonstration of the power of God. Jesus doesn't just preach, this is who I am. He doesn't want us to preach, this is who Jesus is. But he wants to show you his love in action, in power. You're sick. I care that you're sick, and I don't want you to be sick. I want you to be healed. This is how much I love you. So I'm going to heal you right now. You're in chains, from demonic chains from the enemy. I love you so much. I refuse to let you stay like that. So I am dropping everything and setting you free right now. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God wants you to understand, like, what's been going on in the spiritual realm, how the devil has so strategically tried to strip the church of its power by speaking religious lies. There's no more apostles or prophets today. The devil lies to keep people skeptical, to demonize the apostles and prophets. It's the same spirit that worked through the Pharisees. It's the same exact spirit that's working through people, the religious spirit. They were fine with Jesus until he started operating in power, until he started doing miracles. And then they demonized him, saying he's using power, the power of Satan, to cast out demons. They got him killed. They spread all these rumors about him, false rumors. As from the devil. Watch out. Be careful. Don't go to Jesus' church. Don't go there. He's from the devil. It's the same Spirit that is alive today. And you need to know this, disciples of the greatest revival of all time. Hallelujah. God is preparing you today. You need to know what's going on in the spiritual realm. Because I tell you that the devil will try to attack. He'll try to speak through people, even people that you know and are friends with even. But it's just that spirit of religion that tries so hard. So many spiritual eyes have not been opened because we need this equipping and impartation of the apostles and the prophets. They are the ones that really mature so much, as Ephesians 4 talks about. That's why so many eyes are shut. So, great disciples of the greatest revival of all time. Hallelujah. You need to be aware of this. This is God equipping you right now to stand strong. To stand strong. God is restoring the fivefold ministry to the body of Christ. We will now see God working through apostles and prophets so that the body of Christ can be fully equipped. You know, it says in the Acts several times that miracles were happening through the apostles. It says that the believers were in awe and wonder constantly of the miracles that were happening through the apostles. Paul says several times, the true sign of an apostle is that they walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. It says this specifically about apostles. So do you see now the devil's scheme? Of course the devil would try to take them out. If that's where the miracles are flowing, so that impartation can come, power of God can come to all believers and walk in the power of God and walk in miracles. Amen? Hallelujah. So, the foundation of this revival, how we're here today, is we were relentless to only follow God's will. I mean, I was called to be an apostle when I just wanted to be a singer more than anything. Public speaking was my biggest fear and weakness. I had no clue or desire how to preach, how to minister. I know I was just sharing how we can't imagine churches today without pastors. Well, the Book of Acts church could not imagine church without apostles and prophets and evangelist pastors and teachers. And now I feel like them back in the Book of Acts. I can't imagine my life spiritually without the office of prophet. Because I had no indication, no dream or vision that I was called to be an apostle. It was God working through a prophet to speak, this is what you're called to do. So there's so much more in store for us. There is so much more in store for us as believers. So much more to receive. So much more of the fullness that it talks about in Ephesians 4. We will continue to be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. That's why we have these offices. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was called to be an apostle. I didn't want to be an apostle. I had no clue how to. I wanted to be a singer. I was ready to get on with my life and not be a starving artist like I was for several years anymore. But instead, God called me to be an apostle. God called me to start a church. I did not see myself as a leader or a speaker. But I obeyed God because I only wanted his will for my life. So, look at what God has done. He has made it so that it's all about his will. I mean, I remember when I changed my Instagram handle to Apostle Catherine Crick, and it was super uncomfortable because I was like, a lot of people won't understand this. And I was like, God, you're calling me to start this church. It's hard enough that I'm a girl, a woman, because that religious spirit says women can't preach or be pastors, which is a lie of the devil I expose in Jesus' name. It's bad enough. It's bad enough I didn't go to Bible school. I don't have all this training. Here we go. Religious spirit's not going to like that again. I'm a woman too. I have no experience. On top of that, now I've got to call myself an apostle. Be unashamedly proud of it. God says, yes, it's only about my will. It's only about my will, not people's will. So that's the foundation of this revival, is that it's only been about God's will, 100%. Hallelujah. This revival is only for the childlike. God's also equipping you to understand this, that you've come here today because you have a childlike heart that God says is beautiful. Jesus says, I praise you, Father, for hiding the secrets of the kingdom to those who are wise and proud, clever in their own minds, and only revealing it to those who have become like a child, who have humbled themselves. He says, I praise you, Father. Right after the disciples came back and said, Jesus, the demons even obeyed us. And Jesus praises God. God, you are amazing. Your ways are so perfect. I thank you, Father, for only revealing it to the childlike. Only the childlike can be a part of this revival. Amen. Only the ones who can empty themselves out. What I mean is, like, empty out everything that God, that you've ever known about God, that you've ever known about church, everything you've been taught. Empty it out before God and say, Lord, take whatever is not from you and teach me new things. Bring me new revelation that I've never heard of before. God, if you want to move in this new way I've never heard of before, awesome, God, okay, I'm down. God, if you want to confound me, God, if there's a lot of wrong stuff I've learned, maybe some religious stuff I learned that I didn't realize was religious, if there was a lot of it in me, that's how I think about you is wrong, or how I think about how you want to move is wrong, that's okay, God. Take it. I give you permission to take it out. I give you permission to confound me. I humble myself. I've been a Christian for so many years. I've gone to Bible school, but I humble myself. The Pharisees were very religious, elite people. They knew the scriptures so well, the Torah so well. Jesus was even in the temples learning there. But they were not childlike, so they could not recognize where God was moving. And that's why God has, look what he's done here. We're in a park here with a battery-operated piano, a battery-operated Bose system. Thank God that exists. a cord with a mic. I mean, a mic with a cord. A mic with a cord. This is not very convenient. We're going to get a wireless one soon, hopefully. And, I mean, look at this. In the middle of a park. God has made it, so hallelujah. 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 Amen. God has made it so only the childlike can receive him. You've come here because you have a childlike heart that God loves. You have a heart that can see God. You have a heart that wants just him. This is what God wants in this revival. This revival is all about God's glory. It's all about God getting the glory. Nothing else. This is why God did this beautiful move. We had to move outside of the building because of COVID. We couldn't rent anymore. But God knew what he was doing. He's saying, I'm stripping away everything. So it's only about me, God says. Nothing else. Nothing else. He only wants the childlike. He's building his army. He's brought you here. He only wants hearts like yours. I see Mary Magdalene's here who are going to be delivered today and be powerful vessels. I see Saul's who became Apostle Paul's here who have a horrible past, but God's going to redeem you and use you powerfully. Hallelujah. I see Peter's here. I see Matthew's here. I see fishermen and tax collectors who were just nobodies, who were just ordinary people who could never imagine to be used powerfully by God. And God's going to use you mightily and astound people through you. Because all he wants is the childlike, humble heart that only wants his will and only wants him to have the glory. God has a system, a principle of how he keeps the glory and how glory is not given to men. He has a principle in place. He has a way of working. And that is in 1 Corinthians 1:26. It says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards, but not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong, and chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. So that no one may boast. This is this beautiful way that he works. This is why he chooses the foolish things to confound the wise. So, this was our prayer, actually. This was my prayer. God, I don't want anyone to come to Fivefold Church because of the music. I don't want them to come because of the production. I don't want them to come because of an exciting building. I don't want them to come because of an entertaining program. I only want them to come for you and you alone. Hallelujah. To encounter you, Jesus. To be in awe of you, Jesus. This is how God wants it to be. That it's all about, this is why he's done what he's done right now. It's all about Jesus. You've traveled here. All of you have come not to listen to me and Chantal play on our battery-operated piano in the park. You haven't come to see the beautiful park of Pan Pacific Park of Los Angeles. You've come to have an encounter with Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 This is God's way for his revival. This is God's way. This is the key that's unlocking this mighty revival. That it's all about his way. It's all about his way. It's about his way of restoring the power of God into the church. It's not just an exciting revival that dies away. He means serious business. It's time to beautify the bride. It's time to destroy the devil's kingdom and take back what he's stolen for so many years. It's time. God means serious business. And his way, that it's all about him. That he gets all the glory. That's how God wants this revival to be. That's how this revival will be. That maybe there will be beautiful worship. There will eventually be beautiful building, stadium perhaps, right? But still, the thing that you are consumed with in your mind as you are there and as you leave and you can't stop thinking about is Jesus. Jesus, I am in awe of Jesus. I am amazed at you, Jesus. You can't get that out of your mind because what you encountered there was Jesus. Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 4:24, it says that the fame of Jesus went through all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. So, look at God's system of church, of the growth of church. The growth is supposed to be about him and his works. His miracles are him. He wants it to be all about him, all about people being in awe and wonder of him. Completely. Completely all about him. Hallelujah. And God wants his wonders to be displayed. This is how this revival is different. You've already seen how we are unashamed of the works of Jesus. We are unashamed. When God does a miracle, it's for you, but it's also for the world to receive him. The Bible says, tell all in the nations of his wonders. So as we come here, the miracles that God does, he's looking for people who only want him to be glorified. He's looking for people who want not just their faith to increase, not just them to have an encounter with God, but the whole world. He's looking for hearts. That's why you're here today. Because this is a place where the wonders of God will be displayed to the whole world. Not everyone can come here. Some people are not coming here because they don't want the wonders of God through their life to be displayed. They're not fully surrendered, and they're thinking about what other people think. If God touches me and is caught on camera or something, what will other people think? But God doesn't get the glory through that. So many of you, I've heard so many testimonies of people receiving miracles because they watched a video of demons being cast out. Hallelujah. All sorts of miracles people have received just by watching the wonder of God. I've received so many testimonies of people saying, I believe in Jesus now because I saw demons cast out, a video of demons being cast out. So many people have booked flights to come here to receive from God because they've seen God at work. This is how God is released to the world. This is how eyes open up in the spiritual realm. This is how faith is released, increased in people, is when we share the wonders of God. We share what he does with the world. Look what God has done. I was demon possessed. Look in this video. Look at how the demon was tormenting me. And look at this amazing love and power of Jesus. That he set me free right there. Look at the video. Look at how amazing Jesus is. Hallelujah. This is why God has called you here. Because he's looking to use only hearts like this. No one else. No one else, because this is the only way where he can get all of the glory. This is the only way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God is counting on you. God wants to reach the entire world. He's begun to reach millions, but he wants to reach millions, billions more. And he can only do it through you because he chooses to use vessels. Some of you are here today because Chantal here recorded the video and I edited it and put it up. Some of you are here today because somebody shared a video to you. Somebody of you are here today because somebody messaged you. Look at this video. Or go to the park. Have you heard what God's doing? Have you heard revival is now? Many of you, am I right? Are here. Raise your hands if that's why you're here today. Everyone. Okay, so how you have come today, because somebody was a vessel of God to be unashamed of the new thing that God is doing, that not everyone will like, that people will be offended by, some people. But they were unashamed of Jesus. They were unashamed of Jesus, the full person of Jesus who comes in power and does wonders. They were unashamed, and they says, I don't care that I won't be liked by everybody. I only want to please God. I want God to get the glory. And they shared it. That's how you are a powerful vessel of God. You don't have to wait to have a microphone and preach and do all sorts of miracles to be used powerfully by God. God's doing several miracles through you by sharing the word, by sharing testimonies. Those people would not receive the miracles if not for you doing that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is why you're here today. I'm telling you, and God wants you to know this deep. I've chosen you to be among the first disciples of the greatest revival that there has ever been. I'm calling you to be among the first. When God comes, he comes and disrupts plans. He disrupted the plan of Mary. He disrupted the plan of Matthew, of Peter. He really disrupted the plan of Saul, who turned into Paul. He disrupted the plans of everybody. He disrupted the plans of Moses. He disrupted everyone's plan. He came and he said, I know that you have your dream, your will, your plan, your aspiration, but can you take a look at mine? Will you give your all for me? Are you willing to choose my will and my dream instead of yours? Because I've chosen you, and I want to use you mightily in this revival. Many will come to Jesus because of you. Many will receive miracles because of you. God will do miracles through you, release impartation anointing through you to reach people around you. There was a woman who came here last week, and I prayed for her. She received impartation. She went back home. She shared this testimony with me that her daughter never wants to come to church. She started telling her daughter about me. Her daughter says, I saw her on my FYP on TikTok, actually. And then the daughter randomly says, I want to die. And this woman tells me, the mom tells me, that she recognized it was spirit of suicide in her. And she, with faith and the power of God anointing impartation she had just received, she commanded that spirit to leave. It began to manifest, and it left her daughter. Yes. Hallelujah. After coming here, after receiving impartation of anointing, of power of God, after faith being released to her here upon seeing the wonders of Jesus and having an encounter with him. So she had faith. Her eyes were open, and she could be used powerfully by God to cast out a demon. Hallelujah. God's calling you to be used by him so powerfully like this, powerfully beyond what you've imagined. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel God speaking to hearts right now so much, wanting you to surrender, wanting you to accept this call. If you can just stand right now, I see God releasing fire to you now, releasing anointing to you now as you accept this call. This is a big call he's releasing to you now. This is a divine appointment he's been waiting for a long time. Many of you have cried out for revival for a long time, and God is answering your prayers right now. Many of you have prayed to God, use me, God, use me, God, use me. I want to be used by you. I want to be used by you, God. God is answering your prayer now. Many of you have asked God, what's my purpose? What's my calling? God is giving you direction now. I want you to give your focus. I want you to give my your all, your heart to me, to my move, to my work, which is the most important thing on this earth. My work, the kingdom work is the most important work of anything on this in this world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands to God. God is going to release something powerful to you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just tell God right now that you accept it. If you accept this call, if you want to be used by God in this revival, if you want to be a disciple of Him among the first in this great revival, if you want to do this right now, if you want to accept this call, just tell God right now. Just tell Him with your own words. Yes, speak it out. Speak it out right now. Speak it out. Say, I surrender. Use me, God. Use me in this revival. Use me in this revival, God. Have your way, whatever it looks like. Even if you want to move me to a different city, God, whatever it looks like, Lord, whatever it looks like, use me, God. Tell Him with your own heart right now. Tell Him with your own heart right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Tell Him right now with your own heart. Surrender right now to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I release this anointing to touch every one of you now. I release this revival fire in you now, to burn in you now, to grow in you now. A powerful fire, that you would be on fire for Jesus from this day, that you would be reborn to be on fire for Jesus. May this anointing increase in you now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I declare you are revival carriers. You are revival carriers. You are disciples of Jesus in this great revival. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.